We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Hey. V'al kein Ovel Osur Lohaniach Tefillin B'yoyim Harishayin. Based on what we've been learning here so far regarding the topic of Tefillin being related to Chaim Nitzchim, we'll be able to understand why the Halacha says that an Ovel, a person who is in mourning for one of the seven close relatives, father, mother, son, daughter, husband, wife, and brother, sister, right, is not permitted to put on tefillin on the first day of mourning. Because of the avelus, because the person is mourning, which means that the malach hamavis was active. He took someone. The Sitra de Moise is active. Al kein yefshir oz lahachnia al yidei hanochas tefillin. Therefore, we don't have the ability to defeat this Sitra de Moise by putting on tefillin like we do on an ordinary day. V'al kein osur oz lahaniach tefillin. And this is why the Ovel is not allowed to put on tefillin at that time. And this is also why a person in mourning is required to sit on the ground or very close to the ground. Lahamtik hadin bisharoshoi, in order to correct the din at its origin, at its roots, which means lahashpil atzmoi ad laofor mamish, for the person to lower himself to the ground. We said that all the problems resulted from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? Gaiva. That the Nochosh convinced Adam and Chava that Hashem ate from this tree, and that's what made him so great. That's what gave him the ability to create worlds. If you want to be great, eat from the tree also. So we see that the Eitz Hadas, which resulted in death, Malach HaMavis, Sitra Demoisa, was a result of Gaiva. So therefore, when we see a death occur by a close relative, we respond to it with anova, shiflus. The avelim sit on the ground or close to it. Kedei lahamshich al atzmoi chayim nitzchiyim, to thereby draw upon oneself eternal life, shehem bechinas anova amitiyis, which is synonymous with true humility. Shemesim atzmoi ka'ofor, whereby the person makes himself like dirt. He lowers himself. Bechinas, as the pasuk, which discusses tchias amesim, as that pasuk says, hokitsu varananu shoichnei ofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the ground. And again, lying in the ground means those who are buried. Lying in the ground also means you who have humbled yourselves, who have lowered yourselves to sit on the ground to express your sorrow, to express your desire to do tshuva. Ki be'emes, mi shemevatel atzmoi b'tachlis, at shezeiche l'chaim hanal be'emes, shehem anova amitiyis, because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, a person who is able to nullify himself to the point where he's zeichet to that kind of life, chayim nitzchim, which is true humility, einoy tzorich lahashpil atzmoy laofor mamish. That person doesn't have to physically be sitting on the ground or lying in the ground. Adarab, just the opposite. Hu yochel limloich ulehistorer ulehispoer atzmoy bekol mine hisparus. That person has the right to rule, to be in a position of authority, to praise himself, to speak about his greatness, all kinds of greatness. V'afal pikein hu onov be'emes. And after all of that, he still remains perfectly humble. Even though he's in charge, he's running the world, and he's telling people about how great he is, and it's not causing him one iota of gaiva, of arrogance. He is still perfectly humble. If you would put a machine on him to measure his humility, you would see it's still perfect. Despite the fact that he just finished saying how great he is, it didn't affect him one iota. He said it because the people needed to know, not for any other reason, not to benefit himself one iota. כמו שמצינו בגדולי הצדיקים, as we find by the greatest great tzaddikim, שהספוארו את עצמם בכמה הספארוס, where we find they prided themselves, they praised themselves with all kinds of incredible praise. כמו רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, for example, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי זל, שאומר באידרא, who said when he was giving the shiur in the Idra, the word Idra means a room. There's a special cave that still exists today between Miron and Tzfas. It's on the side of the road between Miron and Tzfas, and it's marked on the road itself. It says, go right here to get to the Idra. That's what it says. The Idra is a cave that a person can go into and see, and that's where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal gave two of his most important shiurim of the Zohar HaKadosh. One is called the Idra Rabba, the other is called the Idra Zuta, the great Idra and the little Idra. The Idra Zuta he gave right before he passed away, when he was at the peak of his career. And he taught the deepest secrets of Kabbalah at that time. Those shiurim were given in that room. The Arizal, who lived maybe 1,000 years after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, the Arizal took his students into the Idra, and he said, you sit over here, you sit over there, you sit here, and I'm going to sit here, and we're taking the same seats we had when we were here previously. And he taught Torah in that Idra, in this special place. So in the Idra, I believe it was in the Idra Zuta, the final shiur that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal gave, he said these words, Ashadno alai, I take as my witnesses heaven and earth, that I am in control of this day. We don't have to worry about the sun setting because the sun is going to wait for us to finish. We don't have to speed up because the sun's going down. The sun is going to stay right there until we finish saying everything we need to say here. Now picture a tzaddik saying this, and again putting it in writing. That's saying he's pretty big. V'chein Omar, and we find even in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal says at the end of Masechtas Sukkah, Ro'isi b'nei Aliyah, I have seen very, very high level souls, and there are very few, he says. And then he goes on to say, if there are so many, my son and I are part of them. If there's less, my son and I are part of them. If there's only two, if there are only two B'nai Ali in the world, it's my son and me. And if there's only one, then he says, it has to be me. Because the Pasuk says, V'tzadik yesoy doylam. The tzadik singular is the foundation of the world. Im shnayim heim, ani ubani, sukkah daf mem hei. This Gemara over there. V'chein bekamo v'kamo gedoyle hatanoim v'amiroim. And so too we find this repeated in the case of many of the great tanoim and amiroim of the Gemara. Shehoyu mispoar matzmon bekamo hisparus. That they praise themselves with all kinds of praise. The Gemara says one rabbi got up and said that from the time that this and this rabbi passed away, humility has left the world. So one rabbi said, excuse me, 1 minute, I'm still here. So if I'm here, there still is humility in the world. Now, what some of us would call normal people would read that statement and say, hey, that's crazy, that's ridiculous, that's absurd. It's not absurd. That's the word of Hashem. If that appears in the Gemara was given by Hashem to the Jews on Har Sinai. Hashem co-signed on that. That this person who said, I am very humble, was really very humble before he made that statement, while he made that statement, and after he made that statement. It didn't move one hair on his head. It didn't change him. It didn't detract one iota from his humility, his ability to be able to make that statement in perfect truth. So Rav Nosson, and in fact, this is one of the major challenges to Breslov. Some of the people who have a problem with Breslov, this is one of their problems, that they open up the Sefer Chaye Moharan, especially in English, it's called Tzaddik, or they even open up the Shvoche Aran, where it speaks about Rabbeinu Zal's youth, things he did at a young age, everything, And you read things there, and there are people that say, hold on a second. If he's Jewish, if he's religious, if he's a tzaddik, why in the world is he saying such things about himself? Why is he saying he's this great and he's that great? That doesn't sound Jewish to me. And the answer is the people that are making that statement obviously have not learned the Gemara Soita, the Gemara Sukkah, the Zohar HaKadosh, and these other places, because then this wouldn't be news to them. They would see that there are very great tzaddikim who made these statements, who made statements about their greatness because they had to, as we'll see in a minute. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lichoyra nidme shehu neged darkei anova. At first glance, it would seem that that's a contradiction to humility. How could you say I'm great and be humble? Avol be'emes, whereas the truth is, zehu iker tachlis shleimus ho'anovo hamitis. This is the true essence of perfect humility, kasher shomati vehivanti mimenu zal, as I heard and understood from Rabbeinu Zal, that what? Ki ikar huanova, the peak of humility is, sheyuchal lichtoy valatzmoy, that a person can actually write about himself the words, v'ho ish Moshe onav ma'oid, Moshe Rabbeinu was the most modest person, and still be the most modest person. After having written that statement about himself, he still, the statement was perfectly accurate and true. Proof is, it's in the Torah, and the Torah is the book of truth. Kemuva b'dvoreinu b'mokam acher. As is found in our teachings, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 4 in Likut Imran and in other places, ukemarumos b'soif ha-Torah hanal. And as Rabbeinu Zal hints to, at the end of chapter 72, in the second half of Likut Imran, that this whole halach is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal says over there, she'ein shleimus huanova lihiyos otzel. Perfection in humility does not mean walking in the street with your head between your legs. It doesn't mean being a shlamazel, shekoyren shlamazalnik. It doesn't mean a guy who can't really do anything and can't do anything right and can't. So he's probably humble. My rabbi, Rabbi Rosenfeld, once said, zichron avracha, that there are some people who say, I'm nothing, and that's not humility, that's truth. They're simply telling the truth. There's nothing humble about it. Humility is when a person's really very great, when a person has tremendous greatness and tremendous person has achieved tremendous things, and the person still considers themselves nothing. And even after the person conveys to other people the great things they've done, they still consider themselves total nothing, because they see Hashem with such clarity, and compared to Hashem, everything I've done is zero or next to zero, because Hashem is infinite. And when you're comparing to relative to infinite, if you have a dollar or $1 billion, you're almost in the same boat. You're both paupers. The guy who's got $1 in his pocket is a pauper, and the guy who's got $1 billion is a pauper compared to Hashem. So these great tzaddikim who knew who they were, but despite that, because of their recognition and respect for Hashem, and their recognition and respect for the Jewish people, and how much Hashem loves the Jewish people, that keeps them in check all the time. That despite everything they have, they consider themselves nothing, total nothing, zero. And nothing fazes them. If somebody praises them, that makes them feel even smaller. And if they praise themselves, that makes them feel even smaller. Because again, they see Hashem so clearly, and compared to Hashem, there ain't nothing in the world that's going to make me feel like a big shot. There's nothing you can do or say or anything that can change my recognition of who I am and who I'm not. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Shom, look over there at the end of chapter 72 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halach is based on, where there Rabbeinu Zal says that people have this mistaken impression that a humble person is a guy who's walking around like a loser, a total loser. And they're totally wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a loser. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was not a loser. They were very, very great and very strong. And besides their strength, parallel to their strength, they were perfect in humility, in realizing how great Hashem is and how small I am in comparison. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, chapter 1, Shchoirani v'noavo, I am black and I'm beautiful. Shenemar b'shevach hatzadikim ho'anovim be'emes. That Pasuk is written as praise of the tzaddikim who have real humility. They say about themselves, I'm black, I have no light. Shehein b'chinas yud. We said they correspond to the letter yud, which is the smallest letter in the aleph beis. Shehu olam haba. The yud corresponds to olam haba. Shein bo tziur klal. The yud has no shape at all. Rak shachrus. It's just a dot of blackness. Kemuva b'zoyer kodesh, as the Zoyer Kodesh says. Meaning, even though in our Sefer Torah today, when the Sefer writes a yud, it has some structure. It's got a little thing coming out of here, a little thing coming out of there. But in essence, the Zoyer Kodesh says, contrary to all the other letters, compared to how shapely all the other letters are, the yud is the simplest of the simplest. It's just, you drop some ink on the paper and it's a yud, period. That dot is a yud already, you know. Vizehu, this is what the pasuk means. Shchoirani, I am black, v'noavo, and beautiful. Sha'ani shochor betachlis hashachrus, kemo yud haktana shebo'isis, she'en bo rak shachrus. I am black to the epitome of blackness, like the little yud, the smallest of the letters, which is just black. It has no white in it. Hainu b'chinas anova betachlis. This represents the epitome of humility. Shemachzik atzmoi betachlis tachlis hashachrus. Where the person considers himself the epitome of blackness, black, dirty, lack of light. V'yafal pikein. And despite that, v'novo, beautiful. V'yafal pikein, noehu moed. Despite all of that, he's still very beautiful. Ki hu zoiche lebitul kol hargoshoisov. Because this is a person who has been privileged to negate all of his personal feelings. He has succeeded in eliminating. There is no I in him at all whatsoever. At sheyochoy lehispoer. Benoi v'yoifi shaloi, to the point where he can praise himself about his beauty and everything, and he doesn't feel it at all. He has eliminated, he has deadened all of his personal feelings. The only thing he feels is Hashem. Ki ze ikar shleimus v'anovo kanal, because this is the perfection of humility. Avalav kol adam zeichel ze b'shleimus. However, not every person can achieve this kind of perfection. Bifrat, especially, bo'eis sheyesh shlita chas v'sholom l'sitra d'moisa, when the malach hamavos is active. Hainu be'eis ho'aveilus chas v'sholom, which means when the person is in mourning, somebody close to them passed away, al kein, therefore, oz, when that happens, Iker hahamtoko al yidei yeshivo la'oretz mamish. The way we respond to it is by physically sitting on the ground or on a very low stool. We said as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's considered like the ground. Vaydezeh mamshich al atzmoi chayim nitzchin shenimshach mibchinas ofor, mibchinas anov amitis. And by doing that, by sitting on the ground, the person draws upon himself eternal life, which comes from the ground, from humility, as we learned earlier. Vaydezeh machnia umevate el sitra demoisa shelo tishlo itolol. And by doing that, he neutralizes the malach hamavos. He neutralizes that power of death, that it shouldn't be able to have any shlita on him. It shouldn't be able to affect him in any way. True, a relative of mine passed away, But I'm not going away. I'm going to live, and I'm going to live eternally because I know this secret of humility, of lowering myself. Vezehu bi'atzmoi tikun hakvura ba'ofer. And this is actually what the whole tikkun of burial is all about. Again, we're living in modern times where, unfortunately, lo aleinu, there are Jews in today's times who instruct their family members that when they die, they want to be either shipped to McDonald's to become French fried, deep fried, or the other guys want to be deep frozen, or cremated, all variety, chocolate, vanilla, so different assorted things, anything but a Jewish burial. Because one of the reasons is because they don't know what it's all about. They have no idea what life is all about and what death is all about. Here's one of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this is the tikkun of burial in the earth, kama shekosev, as the pasuk says in Koheles, v'yoshuv ho'ofor al ha'oretz kishohoya, that the dirt returns to the earth as it was in its original state. When Hashem created man, he took him ofor me'ho'adama. V'oz, and when that happens, when the body returns to earth, v'oz v'horuach toshuv el hu'alikim, the spirit can soar, can fly, can go up to where it needs to go up to. Ki machmas chet odom harishon umachmas chatoi hadoyrois yefsher lizkois l'chaim nitzchim kanal, because as a result of the sin of odom harishon and the sins of all the generations afterwards, it is impossible for a Jew to achieve eternal life, shehem anova amitius, which is synonymous with perfection of humility, kiim al yedei sheyoshuv el ha'ofor mamish, without the person physically returning to earth. And his impurities should rot and dissolve in the ground. Be'ofor daika. Where do they dissolve? In the dirt. In the dirt, which is the humility. Shehu bechinas anova. This is the concept of humility. Shemesim atzmoi ka'ofor. The Gemara describes humility where the person makes himself like dirt. That's burial. V'oz yiske lokum b'tchia, and then after going through that process, the person has the opportunity to rise up in new life, lichyos chayim nitzchim, to be zeicha to live that eternal life. V'ho'ikar, and what is it? What's the most important thing that it's dependent on? Kifi mashezocho lohosim atzmoy kofor b'chayiv. To the degree that the person was able to consider himself like dirt while he was living, that's going to determine to what degree he will be privileged to be part of the program when Hashem brings the dead back to life. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, which we quoted earlier, Hokitsu, wake up, Verananu, and sing. When? By Tchias HaMesim. Who's going to wake up and sing? Shoichnei Ofar, the pasuk says. You who are lying in the ground, the Gemara says, "Mi shenase shochein laofar bechayov." A person who, while he was physically living, while he was alive, considered himself nothing, nobody. He didn't get angry at anybody. He didn't raise his. Who am I? Who am I to raise a voice? Who am I to get nervous if somebody's talking while I'm talking? If the world doesn't stop when I walk into a room, who am I? What am I? To the degree that a person is zeichet to conquer himself and not to have any kas or kpedos, not to be makbid, that if somebody does something different than what I told them to do or different than the way I want it, I'll let them know about it. They're going to feel it. You know, it's all of those things. To that degree, the person will be zeichet to this chayim nitzchim, this eternal life, which we said on a halacha basis, the way we prepare for that is through burial. But a person can bury himself while he's living. A person can do this for, he doesn't have to be buried. If he can do this for himself, if the person is zeicha always to remember, where do I come from? What am I? Who am I? And the more a person maintains that low profile, that nothing and nobody, I'm not bigger than anybody, I'm not in charge, Hashem is in charge. My house and my, not my, nothing is mine. It's Hashem's house, and therefore everybody here plays by the rules, including me. I'm not in charge. If Hashem would say that the parents are supposed to serve the kids, I'll be the first one to do it, no problem. The Torah happens to say the other way, so I'm willing to swallow it, even though I don't like it. My preference is, I don't want nobody to serve. Who do I want serving me? Are you crazy? I want somebody to be mishamesh me? Nuts? That's the last thing in the world. That's dangerous. It's dangerous to your health. When people give you respect, you can forget who you are and you can forget who Hashem is. So here again, if the Torah insists on it, I don't have a choice. I have to play by the rules. But in terms of me personally, the last thing that I want in my life is kavod. I want to stay as far away from that as possible. Exactly. That's one of the closing remarks of the Shmon Esrei. The Shmon Esrei is the holiest part of the tefillah, the climax of the tefillah. And in Elokai Netzor, one of the last things we say is, Hashem, please help me that my soul should be like dirt, my nefesh. Paragraph Vav. V'alkein Iker Oyer HaTfilin Yoitzin Al Yidei His Oyerus Hashena B'chatzois Laila Lasuik B'toira Kemuva B'kisvei Ho'arizal Ba'arichus. Rav Nosson Zalz now is going to go back to a point that he's mentioned several times already in Likutei Halachos. He's repeating it because it's that big. Rav Nosson Zalz says that based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why the Arizal tells us that the real effectiveness of tefillin, to be able to draw the real full benefit of tefillin, it comes when a person is zeichet to wake up at midnight and get up at that time and study Torah for that second half of the night. That's when they're able to feel the real full effects of tefillin. As the Arizal elaborates, Shemishom Yoitzin Oyer HaTfilin. It's from there, from getting up at midnight, and from the Torah that you study during that second half of the night, that's what prepares the fire, the light of Tfilin. Ayin Shom, look in the writings of the Arizal, in the Pri Etz Chaim, in the Shara Kavonis, where he discusses this. Now Rav Nosson Zalz gives his explanation. Kishena Echot Mishishin B'misa. The Gemara tells us that sleep is 1/60th of death. Validei hisoyerus hashena, and by waking up from sleep, machniim sitra demoisa, we are defeating death. I'm getting out of death. I'm getting out of sleep. Umamshichim alatzmoi oyer haponim, and we draw upon ourselves the light of Hashem's face. How? Al yidei shemisablim al churban beis hamikdash, by mourning the destruction of the beis hamikdash. That's how we draw upon ourselves the light, the Oyer Haponim of Hashem. Sheheim Iker Oyer Penei Hashem. Because the Beis HaMikdosh is the light of Hashem's face. Kama Shekosev, as it says in the Chumash, Sholosh Pomim Bashono Yeroi Kol Zchorucho Es Penei Hashem. 3 times a year, you will go to the Beis HaMikdosh to see Hashem's face. And the Gemara tells us that when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, those Jews who mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, zoichin lahamshich al atzmoi kedushas binyonoi, are zoichin to draw upon themselves the holiness of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Kama Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, at the end of Tainus, it's interesting, we're giving this shir in Chut Shel Chesed, and I was just reminded that there's another English shir going on here upstairs by Rabbi Dror, and they're about to make a siyum on Masech de Tainus. And that's just where we are here, Tainus Daf Lamed, all the way at the end, where Rabbi Nosson Zalz says, Kol Hamis, the Gemara says there, Kol Hamis Abel al Yerushalayim, Zoiche Veroye Bisimchosa. Any Jew who mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim is privileged to see its rebuilding. Now the commentaries all comment on this. Look at the words here, you who are now who know Hebrew a little bit. There's a word that's upside down here, that's way off. Somebody didn't learn their diktuk. It says, all those who mourn Yerushalayim, it should say Yizku, will be zoche to see its rebuilding. That's not what it says. It says zoche, present tense. And the Mefarshim say, a person who mourns the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, destruction of Yerushalayim, feels the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Not will feel, he feels it now. A Jew who gets up for, a Jew who says Tikkun Chatzos, he cries over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. During that crying, he experiences and feels the rebuilding, the light of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very, very important point. And if we say you feel the light of the Beis HaMikdash, it means your brain is sparkling, like we learned earlier. As we learned earlier, call me the Gemara in Brachas, call me Shiesh Bodeya, Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash Biyomav, right? So if I'm experiencing Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the way it's going to manifest, it's the way it's going to play out is that my brain is going to start crunching and rolling and flying. Because we said the higher that, when a person has a high level of das, that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So if by mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, I take upon myself the light of the Beis HaMikdash, it means I receive this tremendous boost of das. This is Noitzetzu Samoichin. V'acharkach oiskim b'toira. That's just phase one. That's the first step of Chatzos, the mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Then the person starts opening the books and starts burning rubber. He starts learning Gemara and Zohar, all the things. Ki mishom nimshochem biyurei haTorah kanal. Because that's where the wellsprings of Torah come from. They come from this turning on of the Moyach, from the Beis HaMikdash. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. Vaydezeh yoitzin oir hatfilin. And this is what brings forth the light of the tefillin. Shehim bechinas chayim nitzchim, which represent eternal light. Sheklulin mikol habechinoi sanal. And tefillin is a composite of everything we've spoken about so far. The humility, the chayim nitzchim, everything. All of those things are all in the tefillin, as we've shown a little bit so far. Again, for those of us who aren't privileged to get up for Chatzos every night, or even one night, the fact that a person learns about this and knows about it and doesn't deny this, doesn't make believe that this is not in Judaism, like many Jews today do. There are people who simply skip those pages in the Shulchan Aruch or in their Siddur, where it says on page one, when it talks about getting up in the morning, it says, and by the way, religious people get up in the middle of the night. It's, you know, those, if a person, for whatever reason, is not able to perform that, knowing about it and yearning for it, saying, I wish I could get to that, and certainly recognizing and having respect, the proper respect, for those tzaddikim who are doing it, is a very important part of fulfilling this. Through that, a person can experience this great light of tefillin on their level. When the person believes in this and says, I want it, the Gemara says, Oynes Rachmona Patre. If a person can't do something, Hashem is not looking to kill anybody. He doesn't want to kill you. He doesn't want to kill your wife. He doesn't want to hurt you. So if a person, due to whatever circumstances, can't do this right now or can't do it every day, if you know about it and you yearn for it, and when you put on your tefillin you believe that there are tzaddikim in the world who are getting up and I want to be part of them, I'm attached, when I say Hareini Mekasher, I'm attaching myself to that tzaddikim, these are the tzaddikim, the people who are religious 24/7, not 23, not 20, the people who know, who are doing as much as they can. And again, each person can pray to Hashem. Hashem, let me be zeicher to taste this once a month, once a year, once in my lifetime even. It's a privilege. It's a tremendous privilege. Paragraph Zion. V'alkein ikar hatfilin tluyim b'inayim. And it's for this reason that the Torah tells us that tfilin is very much dependent on the eyes. Kama shekosav, as it says in the Chumash, that the tefillin will be between your eyes. Ki ikar hatfillin nimshochim alidei histaklos ho'einayim. Because this great light of tefillin, remember we spoke in the beginning of the previous year about a person coming to the tzaddik, and when the tzaddik looks at you and you look at the tzaddik, you're receiving this light, this malchus, this gdula, this hisnoitzet samoichim. And we said a person who doesn't know who the tzaddik is, or even if he does know, can't see the tzaddik on a daily basis, how does he accomplish this? By putting on tefillin. That because the light of tefillin is we draw it upon ourselves by looking into the eyes. Al yedei shezoichin liroi sesatzmoi im hatzadikim hamitiyim kanal. By a person being zoichet to see himself with the tzadikim. In other words, him looking at them and them looking at him. That's why the Torah tells us tefillin has that power. Tefillin is right between the eyes. That's what it is. It gives you that blessing, that light that the tzaddikim are able to shine into a person. Paragraph Ches, Veze Bechinas Shem Shakai, Shel Tefillin. And now you'll understand also why the name of Hashem, Shin Dalet Yud, is very prominent in the tefillin. In the boxes, the yura, you know, different ways that people make this in their tefillin. Ki shin dalet yud, because this name of Hashem Shakai al shein sheyesh dai be'likusoy l'chol beria. The Gemara says that that name of Hashem means shedai, that there is enough. There's enough of what? There's enough of Hashem to go around to everybody. Shezeh hepech hagadlus. This is the opposite of arrogance. Shedai means I'm saying Hashem is enough. Hashem is enough. We don't need anything else. We don't need you, and we don't need me. We don't any. All of us are almost insignificant in a way. Shedai. Hashem is enough. If he's here, like imani kan hakol. If Hashem is here, everything is here. You know, guy says, "Oh, why didn't you wait for me? How come you didn't wait? You think you could start without me?" A person knows this name of Hashem, that if Hashem is here, then it's enough. If you're here or not, is not the end of the world. As long as Hashem is here, that's pretty much everything. Kimavur b'hatoyra ani Hashem hu shmi ayin shom. As Rabbi Nizal touches on this in chapter 11, in the first half of Likut Imran. And now, let's look at these next words. Ulahamtik ho'inyan yoiser. And to clarify this topic a little bit more, when Rabbi Nosson Zal writes this, you have to know that we're very lucky that he was nice enough to say, sit down, let me explain this to you now. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, tachlis ha'odom, the goal of man, the objective of a person is, she'yovoi le'tachlis habitul be'emes, that a person should achieve the highest degree of nullification, real nullification, ad sheyia ayin mamish, to the point where the person is nothing. He's able to blank himself out completely. Dahainu, this means sheyizke l'shaber hagadlus legamri, where the person is zeicha to destroy his arrogance, his self-worship, all of that, totally, ad sheyizke lanov amitis shel Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a shalom, shemelubash b'chol eiver v'eiver, to the point where the person is able to bring out the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is cloaked in each and every single organ of our bodies. That's what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in that chapter in Likut Imran. That Moshe Rabbeinu is found inside of each and every one of us, in each one of our organs. The word Mechoikek, which is a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechoikek is 248, referring to the 248 organs. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who is humility, Moshe Rabbeinu is found in each and every one of our 248 organs. And when a person zoiche to negate himself totally, then the person is zoiche to live eternal life, to be totally spiritual, liyos nichlal boyisporach, to plug into Hashem totally, lehisanag al Hashem, and to be zoiche to enjoy with Hashem kavyochol. Shehu ho'oysher hamekuveh. This is the ultimate happiness that we're all looking forward to, asher ayin lo ra'asa, which the pasuk says no eye has ever seen, you know, this incredible splendor, this high level. Vezeo bechinas shakai. This is Hashem's name Shakai, sheyesh dai be'elikusoi l'chol beria, that there's enough of Hashem for every single person, meaning hainu she'encho tzorichoid shum dovoracha, that a person does not need anything else. Person says, what do you mean? I need a house, I need a car, I need a computer, I need six wives. No, you don't need anything. Ki eincho tzorich she'yelecho shum tainug va'achiza be'eze gashmias ve'yeshus. You do not need any pleasure. You do not need anything of gashmias, anything materialistic, as if keilu tzorech lucha oid chas v'shalom eze dover achar chutz mi'elokus yisbor, as if to say that I need something besides Hashem. And again, there are people who will do this for you. They will give you a whole list of their needs and requirements. What do you mean? I owe it to myself to have a good car. This car is a piece of junk. I mean, I'm not nobody. I'm a person. I'm a decent person. Why shouldn't I have a decent car? And why shouldn't I have that? And why shouldn't I have that? And why shouldn't my kids have all of these things? Rav Nelson is explaining now what Hashem's name Shakai teaches us. She dai, that Hashem is enough. If Hashem is here, if you're really, really religious, you don't need anything else. Hashem is, but everything else is extras. Hashem is everything. The fact that my awareness of Hashem and my connection to Hashem is more than enough. Everything else is pure extras. Heaven forfend this, that a person should feel that they need something besides Hashem. I need a wife. I need a this. I need all the I's, I, and all the needs. I need this, need that. Incredible. Just it's Hanukkah, so we're allowed to laugh, right? For when I first got married, for many years, I never owned a car, Baruch Hashem. I lived in a neighborhood. I lived like a block away from the train station, half a block from the train station. We always heard the trains rumbling overhead 24 hours a day in Brooklyn. And Baruch Hashem, took the train to work, from work, took a bus, took a taxi once every 6 months if I needed to really get somewhere important, you know, et cetera. And that was life. Then we had one child, then we had a second child, then we had a third child, and we had a fourth child. And they started going to school, these little kids. And Sunday there's no bus service, and it started getting a little interesting to get them to school, etc. And at one point, after about 9 years of marriage approximately, my wife started teaching the kids the song, need a car, need a car, need a car, need a car. And every time daddy would come home, every once in a while when she would remember, she would have the kids sing, need daddy, need a car, need a car. And Hashem helped that at one point, I called my rabbi, Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, thanks to the advice of my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld. We were working at the time, we were working in computers, and we climbed the totem pole, we became consultants, and we were earning $300-$400 a day at that time. This is 25 years ago, 30, you know, and saving money. We were saving it especially to buy an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. That was one of our main goals at the time. But I mentioned to my rabbi what was going on, and he said, she's right. You need a car. Buy a car. Not a new car, get a used car. Yeah? And Hashem helped at the time that we got a used car, great price, great deal. And for that last year, I think it was, about a year or two that we lived in America before Hashem gave us the ultimate privilege of moving to Eretz Yisrael, we had a car. But I remember that those words, need a car, need. Rav Nelson Zal here is telling us what a Jew needs in life. Need Hashem. Ki be'emes yesh dai be'loikusoi l'chol beria. Because in truth, there is enough of Hashem, and there is enough in Hashem for everything in creation. Ve'eincho tzorich oid shum dovor achar klal. And therefore, you don't need anything else at all, whatsoever. Ki mi sheyesh lo yadayin eza achiza באיזה גסוס, שוב כן, אז גשמיוס וישוס, שהוא רוחק מהשם יסבורך, because a person who still is somewhat attached to anything of gaiva, a big house, a big fancy car, all the things that represent gaiva chasushon, any form of capitalism, whatever you want to call it, you know, any gasus, which is gashmius and yeshus, which is far from Hashem, note those words, shuroch meshem isbarach, not a car that a person uses to go to shul, to go to shurim of Torah, to give people rides, to help people, or a house that a person uses to have sudas of Shabbos, to have sfarim in it. Here we're talking about gashmius, yeshus, where it's my house. See who I am, see my, look what I built. Look at this fortune that I amassed. Look at my success, my I, why, all of that stuff. So a person who is still attached to any of that stuff at all, and is therefore shehu rochok me'Hashem yisborach, which is far from Hashem, ki toyavas Hashem kol gvar lev. Because there's a pasuk in the Chumash that says that Hashem despises any type of gaiva, kol gvar lev, every and any kind of gaiva is despicable to Hashem, nimtza. So we see therefore that a person who still is attached to any of this stuff, Nechshav ki'ilu boicher loy eze dovor achar chutz mi'elukus yisborach. It's as if that person's saying, Hashem is not enough for me. Hashem and my cigar, now we're talking, now I'm okay. If I have Hashem and I have this big cigar and my shivus, then I'm okay. But Hashem alone ain't going to do it. I mean, Hashem's a nice guy, of course, but it's not enough. I can't say that it's enough. V'alkein, and therefore, Be'emes Omrazal, therefore the truth is, the fact is, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sota, over there in the beginning of Sota, there's about 3-4 pages where the Gemara speaks about the topic of Gaiva and Anova. So the Gemara says there, Kol Hamizgoe Ki'ilu Oivet Avoidezara. A person who has Gaiva, it's as if they're worshipping idols. Because again, Gaiva means that there's something besides Hashem. There's, for starters, there's me. I'm also, Hashem is wonderful, but I'm also a person, and I have my needs. Hashem has his needs. He wrote the Torah with all of his needs. And I'm also something. I'm also a somebody, and I have my needs that I have to address, that have to be addressed. V'alkein, and therefore, ha'hepich mizeh, the opposite of that, shehu anova amitis, which is true humility, who bechinas shem shakai, is represented by this name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, sheyesh dai be'elikusoy l'chol beria, that there's enough of Hashem for everybody, ki kishe'ein boi shum gasus, because when a person does not have any arrogance at all, any I, v'hu mevatel kol hargoshois betachles habitul, and he gates all of his personal feelings totally, ki'ilu hu ayin mamish, as if he does not exist at all. I don't exist. There is only Hashem. And therefore, it's only what Hashem wants and what Hashem needs that counts. If you ask me, what do I need? I don't. There's not. Why? Because I am not. There is no I. There's Hashem. If Hashem wants me to eat breakfast, so I'll eat breakfast. If the Torah says eat breakfast, okay, so I'll eat breakfast because Hashem said so. Not because I owe it to myself to have a good breakfast or because you know who I am? I earn 300 grand a year and therefore I better have a good breakfast and it better be on the table exactly when I want it and the way I want it. That's not it. Ki'ilu hu ayin mamish, as if he is literally nothing, ve'ein lo shum tainug v'chius, ki'in chius Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoi. And the person has no pleasures or no life other than the life of Hashem himself. V'zeh dailoi, and that's enough for him. Ve'ein tzorech yoser, and he doesn't need anything else. Because Hashem is enough for all of creation. Sheyesh dai oineg v'simcha v'chius amiti v'nitzchi, Belakusei levad yisbora. There is enough pleasure, joy, happiness, life in and eternity in Hashem. Ve'ein tzrichin shum dover achar klal. I don't need anything else. Again, there are people who say, of course, I love Hashem, I respect Hashem. Hashem is great. 50 weeks out of the year. 2 weeks out of the year, I have to take care of myself. I got to go here or go there. I got to go to this island or that island and give myself a little bit. You know, that kind of thing. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here this level, you know, a certain level of recognition of Hashem and recognition of how good Hashem, how Hashem is total. Hashem is everything. And there isn't anything, you know, ein od milvado. There is nothing else other than Hashem. Rak lihiyo is ayin mamish. But rather to negate oneself totally. Ulehisanag al Hashem levad. And that the person's pleasure, what is my pleasure? My pleasure is Hashem. That's my pleasure. That's my greatest pleasure. Anything that's related to Hashem, that's my pleasure. Ashrei hazoiche lezeh. Fortunate and lucky is a Jew who's zeicha to get to that kind of level. V'zeh b'chinas. This is what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Dovra Melech says, "Bahashem tishalel nafshi." My soul is singing. My soul is praising. What is it singing about? Bahashem. It's singing about Hashem. Yishmeu anovim v'yismochu. The humble people will hear this. And they will rejoice. They'll be happy. Dovra HaMelech Olav HaShalom Hispoer. Dovra HaMelech was praising himself here. He was priding himself that Bahashem Tishalel Nafshi. The only thing that I praise myself about, my only pride in life, my pride is not my Corvette or my Jaguar or my Rolls Royce. My pride is not my six kids. My pride is Hashem. That's my pride. Bahashem tisal nafshi. She'ein li shum shevach vehilul kiim bahashem levad. My only pride and praise in life is Hashem. Vezehu, and this is why he says afterwards, who can say such a thing? What qualities do you need to be able to make that kind of statement? He says, Yishmu anovim v'yismochu. People who are really humble, they will hear this, and they will rejoice. Ki ze ein zoichin kiim anovim be'emes. Because the only ones who are privileged to experience this kind of thing is a person who is really humble. Shehem zoichin lechayim nitzchin. They are zoichin to eternal life. Shubchinas soiva semochois. You know, the fulfillment, satiation, complete satiation of joy and happiness. Kamesh Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, Toidieni Oira Chaim, teach me the path of life, eternal life. Soiva Samochois Esponecha. I will be filled with joy and happiness of your face, Hashem. Esponecha. Shezeu B'chinas Tfilin. That's what Tfilin is, remember? Shehem Oir Haponim. Tfilin is the face of Hashem, Kaviyochel. Shezeu B'chinas Shakai Shel Tfilin. And this is why that's the name of Hashem that's being displayed in the tefillin. Sheshdai belikusay lechol beria. That Hashem is enough for everybody. Ve'ein tzrichen dovra achar klal. And we don't need anything else at all. Ve'zehu sheshdai belikusay lechol beria. And this is what the Gemara means when it makes that statement. Hainu shekol beria sheboilam. Every creation in the world, Iker Soif Tachliso Ho Achroim, their main goal, their ultimate goal is Lovoi Lozeh, to reach this, to achieve this. That what? Sheloyia Loshum Taiva Vetainug Vechiyas Acher Kiyim Belakusei Levad. Where their only pleasure and joy and source of life is Hashem. Because Hashem is enough for all of creation. Every single creation in the world has enough and can experience total pleasure living with Hashem. Again, there's a lot of people who say, if I had $1 million, of course I'd be happy. If I had this, if I had that, I'd be happy. Rav Moshe Zal saying here that real perfection in Judaism is where if I have Hashem, I'm totally happy. Some people think security is $20 million in the bank. And another person says security is that I have Hashem in the bank. If I have 20 million or two, we've seen people who had 200 million and are in the outhouse. There's a guy in Russia, one of the wealthiest people in Russia, and Putin put him in the outhouse. He's in the toilet. He's in prison for a couple of years. This guy was on top of Yukon Oil, what is it called? Yukon, I think. One of the biggest oil in the world. Whoa. And he thought, he probably thought that who can touch me? He found out that you can be touched. That 200 million or 200 billion is not total protection. Hashem is total protection. Person is with Hashem, it's something different. Ukvar merumas meinin zeh b'soif ha-toyro omer b'yakiva. And Rabbein Zal hinted to this already at the end of chapter 51 in Likut Emram. She'af al pi she'tachlis oylem haba lichlol bo yisporach. Even though the goal of Olam Haba, the ultimate in Olam Haba, is to become part of Hashem, she'yenichlal achra b'riya b'koydim abriya, that the creation should plug into before what was before creation. She'zel b'chinas ayin loyrasa. This is what the pasuk says: no eye has ever seen. You know the ultimate joy, and she'loyiya ayin she'yira, meaning that there's no eye that can see. Why? Because what can you see? The Gashmi, the physical world, you can see. But when the physical world is merged into what was before creation, then suddenly you see nothing. There's nothing to see anymore. It becomes part of that nothingness in a sense. So Rav Moshe Zal says now, so even though Rabbein Zal says that over there, ki yuchal hakol b'chinas kedem abriya, afal pikein yihye chilukim rabin ben kol echod v'echod. Despite the fact that that's what's going to happen in the future, still, how it relates to each and every one of us is going to be different. Each and every one of us is going to experience this differently. Shekol echod yikapel schoroi kefi avodosoi. Each and every Jew will receive his reward based on his efforts in this world. Ulefum tzara agra. And according to how much pain and struggle and difficulty the person was willing to go through for Hashem, that's what will determine the size and quality of his reward. Ach yefsher lohovin zois klal. However, Rav Moshe Zal writes, we cannot understand this at all. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over in Likut Emram, how on one hand it's going to be all oneness, and on the other hand, each person's going to relate to it differently. And this is what's included in this statement, when it says that Hashem is enough for every single creation, meaning there will definitely be major differences between people regarding this, shehu lehisanag al Hashem levad, but regarding this issue of being able to enjoy only Hashem and not have to have any other pleasures in life. Aval pikein, however, still, despite that, afilu habriya hapchusa shebepchusin, even the lowest of the lowest creations in this world, Yeshlo dai balakusa levad, Hashem is enough for them. Ki oimeg v'chius yediyos uklolius balakusius barach, because the pleasure and the spiritual life and the understanding and the connecting to Hashem, shetargish haberia hapchusa shebepchusin, which the lowest creation is going to experience, yeshboi dai v'hoiser will be enough to keep it going forever. Listen to what Rav Moshe Zal is saying here. And again, this is from the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that, you know, a person buys a battery, a regular battery can go for 2 years. A Duracell can go for 5 years. And then they have the Duracell plus, which can go for 12 years. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that in the future, when we talk about Olam Haba, when we talk about the kind of connection that people will be able to have with Hashem at that time, even the lowest person, on the lowest level, the lowest creation, will experience a connection to Hashem which will be enough to keep them in ecstasy eternally. You know, that kind of thing. Ki af al pi shebevadai lo yizke hakotan b'mayla leida v'lichyo ischayim nitzchim kemoi hatzadik hagodol, because even though this lowest person will not experience in any way the eternal life like the greatest tzaddik will, there'll be vast, vast differences. There'll be chilukim le'ein mispor, innumerable differences bein madregas kol echad v'echad, between each and every single person. Afal pikein, despite that, afilu hachius v'hoinik shikabel hakoton shebiktanin me'elekusiyas baruch levad, the spiritual life which the lowest of the lowest people will receive from Hashem only, just Hashem. No breakfast, no lunch, no bank account, no nothing, just Hashem. Bli shum dovracha, without anything else, yeh boidai v'hoyser lichyois lo'olam v'ed. There'll be enough in that to keep the person going eternally. Ki yesh dai b'likusay l'chol beria afilu akotan shebiktana, because Hashem is enough even for all creation, even the lowest of the low. V'ho'ikar, however, the most important thing is, mi shechoiter u'mishtadel lichyois lazeh b'chaim, lizkois lazeh b'chaim chiyusoy. A person who struggles and tries his best to achieve this while he's physically living in this world. V'al zois yispalel kol hachofetz b'chaim amitiyim. And this is what every person who wants to experience real life, real living, this is what they daven for. Sheyizke lovoy lazeh b'chayov. That I should be zeichet to experience a taste of this while I'm physically living. Sheyeh loy dai b'lekusay levad. That Hashem should be enough for me. V'lo yirtze shum dover acher. The person doesn't want anything else. The person doesn't need any. Rak Hashem yizborach v'toyrosoy u'mitzvoysoy. Hashem, the Torah and mitzvahs, Sheheim achdusa yisborach, which are one with Hashem. The Torah and mitzvahs are one with Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran. Ashrei hamishtadel ad shezoich lezeh. Fortunate is the Jew who puts in the effort to the point where he achieves this. He gets to experience this kind of thing. This is what the pasuk says in Malachi, the famous pasuk, "V'harikosi lochem brocha ad balidai." Hashem says, "I will pour on you blessing ad balidai." V'dorshu azal, and the Gemara says in Tainus, once again, Tainus Davtes, "Ad sheyivlu sifsoi sechem miloy mardai," till your lips will become tired, exhausted, from saying, enough, enough, enough. The kosheli tomid. Rav Nosson Zal says, I always had this question, I always had this problem. Ma brochas hizois. What kind of blessing is that? Sheyitzruchu sifsoisechem levalois milom radai. That our lips are going to get exhausted from saying enough. Ach be'emes, but the truth is, kabolas schar hatzadikim v'aksherim, Yeshboi madregois lemalo mi madregois. The reward of tzaddikim and religious people, there's infinite levels. There's levels on top of levels on top of levels. Adin cheker. V'alkein, and therefore, afal pi shebesoif yizke kol beri lazeh, even though eventually, in the end, every creation will get to that. Get to what? Sheyeh loy dai belukus levad. That Hashem will be enough. Once the person is connected to Hashem on that level, they will not need anything else. Shezeo b'chinas Shem Shakai, this is the special name of Hashem. Aval mailo yisera yizku Yisrael. However, the Jewish people will achieve a higher level. שיגיעו לביטל כזה, they will reach such a level of being able to negate themselves, עד שיפסקו מלוי מרדאי, to the point where they're going to stop saying enough. Meaning, כי די הוא בחינס צמצום. Because the word די is a צמצום, is a, enough. Enough means enough, oh, no more, no more. This is it and no more. That's a tzimtzum. That's a boundary. That's a limitation. Umi sheyishor boy oid eze bechinas tzimtzum, and a person who still retains some kind of a tzimtzum, afal pi she is dakeh betachlis hazikuch, even though he's purified himself to the highest degree of purification, yoimar dai, he will say enough. Because Hashem will certainly be enough for him. Avol Yisrael mam shaloisov. That's other people, that's other nations. Whereas the Jewish people, the kingdom of Hashem, yalu lemalo lemalo mizeh. They're going to go way above that. Shashem Yisborach yorik lohem brocha ad belidai. Hashem is going to pour on us blessing ad belidai. Ad sheyivlu sifsoisechem eloi mar dai, to the point where our lips are going to become tired from saying dai, meaning sheyashpia lehem kol kach brocha v'toiv. He is going to give us so much blessing and goodness, v'oinig and pleasure of hasoga selakusi, of getting to understand Hashem, ad sheyagiu lebitul elyon kozeh, to the point we will achieve such a level of bitul, of negating ourselves, that our lips, shehem klei hadibur, which are what we used to speak with, yivalu viyizbatlu, our lips will disappear. V'layom roi dai, they won't be saying dai anymore, because even that's going to be gone. Kiyalu lemalo lemalo mikol hatzimtzumim akdoshim shebo'ilam. We are going to go above all boundaries, all constrictions. And that's what it's regarding that level that the pasuk says, "Ayin lo yiroaso Elokim zulasecho, yase lamechakeloi." No eye has ever seen anything like you, Hashem, and that's what you're going to do for those who wait for you. That's what you're going to provide. That's olam haba. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ve'iefsher ledaber yoiser bozeh klal." We can't say anything more about this. Rak kol chad kefuman de neshar baliboy, but each and every single one of us, based on what we can feel in our hearts, yuchal lehisnoit itzloi ma'at mailas hatzadikin v'aksherim hanilvum lehem, can feel a little bit, can get an inkling of the level of the tzadikim and those religious people who are attached to them. Ashrei kol chosei bom. Fortunate are the people who are connected to the true tzaddikim. By the way, just one word. We spoke a few days ago. We told over that chiddush about mazla, about bonei chayei umezoinei lav, are not told in schus, but rather mazla. That those are three things that come from the highest place. The keser, the crown, al Hashem. We mentioned that by Parnosa it says, Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha. Remember, place your needs above Hashem, meaning above the standard levels of kindness, going up to that highest place, to the Rachmim Gedolim. We spoke about children, we spoke about life, we spoke about Parnosa. I forgot one item that our member has mentioned, and it's this pasuk we just said here, that when the Torah describes Olam Haba, how does it describe it? Look at the words, look at the Hebrew again. Those who know dikduk, ayin lo yiroaso lekim zulasecha. No eye has ever seen anything like you. Zulasecho is you. Ato. Then it switches into he. Yaase. It doesn't say taase. It should have said taase. You will do this for those who wait for it. It says he will do this. Yaase. He will provide this for those who wait for him. Who's the he? He is Nistar. He is the one who's not here. He means, when I say you, I'm talking about somebody who's in this room. When I say he, I'm talking about somebody who's hidden from, he's not here right now. He said this and this, that kind of thing. So the he again refers to that keser, that mazla, that rachman gedolim. That's what Olam Haba is about. That beetle, that going up to the top floor, you know, that kind of thing.